to Newman. It maybe never really even started, as Assumption beat them 78-11.
You know, I saw, and I cannot remember, but I was looking at the scores last week, and I saw that in one of the boys' ball games, I believe this was the final 103-8.
I heard something about that as well, and then that became the whole mercy rule argument and this and that, which is something that we can sit on Playmaker sometime and argue about. But then, of course, we would also be remiss about the big news of the day, unfortunately, of one of the legends in broadcasting. Not Randy Paul, but Bob Uecker passing away.
We're talking about that, and yeah, what a loss that is to Major League Baseball and to basically the country as well. And just interesting, I was talking, when he started when I was just 12 years old, and listening to him on a little transistor radio and hearing him call those Brewer games, and went to college, and my roommate ended up being from Hortonville.
Yep.
And so back in the day, it was not only Bob Uecker, but his sidekick back then was Merle Harmon.
Oh, yeah.
And so in the room at night, we would imitate Merle and Bob with you back at County Stadium.
That is great. You know, I was fortunate enough to watch some YouTube videos, or not even YouTube. It was on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it nowadays. Now, you can't tell the stories because some of them are a little colorful in language. Norm MacDonald and a few others that had the opportunity to just spend time with Mr. Uecker. And, boy, that's I make it no secret. I'm not a Brewers fan. But you have to like Bob Uecker. Sometimes he's a little tough to listen to, you know, with the stories getting long-winded. But, you know, who on radio doesn't have that happen? And it's just, man, that wasn't exactly the news I thought I'd wake up or be active in the day seeing and hearing, and that's just, I feel bad for his friends and family, loved ones, and it just ain't going to be the same.
And you know, it's one thing when you understand somebody's struggling with their health and that they might be going downhill and the end is near, but when you had no idea that was coming, that's what made it even more of a shock.
Right, and you know, that's one thing I remember James and I talking to about Playmakers, or talk about on Playmakers, was his post-game speech after they lost to the Mets. That almost sounded like it was a goodbye.
Yeah, and you know, he never got a chance to witness a World Series. He got 2-1, but never win a World Series for the Brewers.
Okay, for the Brewers. I was going to say, he did win one with my Cardinals.
As a broadcaster.
But that's either way, it's just a sad day for radio. But speaking of that, we're going to take a step out for a little bit here. They're going to be doing a halftime a alumni introduction, so that's kind of cool. During the halftime,
I think they're doing the girls tonight and the boys tomorrow, maybe. I'm not quite sure how that's working. I think that's what I saw.
I believe Mr. Bina, the superintendent, just said that it would be the boys, because I think the girls were the other night, if I remember correctly. But either way, what we're going to do, Laura, is we'll probably take about a 2-minute break as we do the national anthem here at Kastner Gymnasium. So we'll be back here in 2 minutes here on 105.5 WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Is Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not shake.
Number 13, Camden Shirt.
And we're back here at Kastner Gymnasium with the starting lineups here. And those starting lineups are brought to you by our good friend, Randy Paul.
Well, for the Cardinals of Pacelli, coached by John Shirk, they'll start at one guard, Melise Badoon, a 5'10 senior. The other guard is Lucas Hammerly, a 5'11 senior. The center, Zach Yeide, 6'5 and a senior. The wing is Camden Shirk, 6'3 and a senior. And the forward is Brandon Flaker, 6'1 and a senior. For the Blackhawks, coached by Justin Beck, they'll start a couple of guards. Brendan Beck, 5'11 and a senior. Josh Trannell, a 5'11 senior as well. The forwards, Vinny Striegel, 6' and a sophomore. Eric Andreessen, 6' and a senior. And Sam Martinson, a 5'10" senior. So those are the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. Michael and I in the far reaches of the gymnasium here. They will be going away from us here in half number one and doing the honors for the Blackhawks in their home whites and orange numerals and striping. Brendan Beck, and he's going to go against the much taller Zach Yeide, 6'5", and a senior. And they've got the Cardinal Red with the black numerals and stripes.
I think that's a navy blue. Black, navy blue, whatever it is.
And we are underway with no shock here. The tip going to Pacelli and the big man. So they'll get things underway with the ball on top in the hands of Hammerly. He likes to handle the ball from what we've seen and some of the action that we've observed in the past here. He takes it immediately to the left wing, has it poke-chucked away momentarily, but regathered by Flaker, who will take it on top and then work his way to the right. Ball now passed down into the corner to Yeide. Leave it on a little runner, a jumper that goes off the rim. No, but the big man there to put it back doesn't go. And the rebound ripped down by Andreessen for the Blackhawks. No score, just played about 40 seconds thus far in the ballgame. Almost a little bit of a walk there in the front court that time, but we play on, and it's taken away now. First turnover of the ballgame, take it all the way inside, some contact, and they're going to go hoop and harm as the basket scored by Shirk. Camden Shirk, they call him Cam for short, which makes sense.
Makes sense. I'll tell you what, and if he gets a call against him that we don't agree with, you could say Cam got the shaft.
Ooh, I like that.
Cam Shaft. There we go.
I got that one. It wasn't a movie.
No.
But
if he plays one on TV one of these days.
Yeah. Free throw comes up short. Rebound in the hands of Trannell for the Hawks. He has it poked away right in front of Coach Beck, but we play on. And he regathers it and takes it across the timeline with the dribble between the legs and the rings. Goes all the way to the basket, loses control. They didn't get a walk on that. I thought maybe they did as he lost control and then regathered. Ball goes on the left side. Jumper, three ball on the way. No good for Striegel. Rebound to the big man. And here comes Pacelli. Three ball on the way. Doesn't fall that time for Flaker. And the rebound secured by the Blackhawks. Trailing it 2-0. Buck 15 has passed us so far here in the first half of action.
One thing to keep an eye on here is Port Edwards. They can shoot the ball real well from long range. Both Trannell, Beck, and I believe that is Striegel. Striegel actually did not start the season as a starter for Port, so he's played his way into that role. And if Max Michaels is playing tonight, there's another one that can just fire up the rock.
Beck puts one up from the left elbow. Doesn't go. Jelly with the board. Come down the other way to Yeide. And the 6'5 senior puts it off the glass and in. Number of seniors on this squad, basically the guys that play for Pacelli, all but one are seniors. That's something different than we'll see tomorrow night as a three bomb on the way. No good for Striegel. I was looking ahead a little bit, Michael, to tomorrow night's matchup between Assumption and Newman Catholic. Both teams have one senior.
Oh,
that's
boy.
It.
That'll be a good one. That'll be a good one. That always is a good game.
Taking it to the rack, they're going to get a little body action that time. I think they're going to call that against Josh Trannell. It is going to be the second foul already on Josh.
Yeah, I missed that first one.
I did too.
Huh.
So at the free throw line is Mr. Shirk, who knocks down the first free throw. So he's 1 for 2 from the charity stripe. And out goes Tranel with those fouls, and he will be replaced by Aiden Schumer.
The other week, when Pacelli played Assumption, he became the all-time scoring leader in Pacelli boys basketball history. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, that's quite an accomplishment.
They've had a lot of good ball players
there. You better believe it. So he knocks down the second free throw as well, and an early 6-0 lead here as they apply a little 1-2-2 half-court pressure on the Blackhawks right now. Ball to Mr. Beck on the right wing. Keeps the dribble alive as he goes from right to left. Away from 105.5 on your radio dial. Big bang that time by Melis Badum, who gets his first personal as he ran into Tranel that time. So the Hawks will take it out underneath their own hoop. Doing the honors will be Sam Martinson.
Coming into this year, before the halfway point of last year, Pacelli was being kind of flagged for being, not in a negative way, one of the favorites in Division 5, but the transfer of Jaden Owie out of Pacelli to Spash, that really put a cramp in that.
Brendan Beck receives the inbounds real deep on the inside, goes up with it strong off the glass and scores the first bucket for the Hawks. 6-2 Pacelli as they work the inside-outside game. Go cross court now. Jumper on the way for Shirk. Three ball. Ooh. Halfway down it comes out. A rebound secured by Striegel for the Hawks. 6-2, exactly 15 minutes to go here. Half number one. There goes Beck to the rack off the glass and good. Brendan now with 4 points and cuts the lead to 2.
He's not the biggest player in the world, but he goes to the glass hard.
Shirk going to get a... Oh, got a blocking foul. That's called on Sam Martinson. The groan was because a lot of people thought he had pretty good position that time, except for the official.
That was actually Eric Andreessen.
Oh, excuse me.
They kind of look alike, so I get it.
Both about the same height and build. Inside Yidi. He'll go up strong with the right hand and does leaves it short. Gets his own rebound. Got fouled that time. We play on. Ball being volleyballed around. Comes loose. Shirk had it for a moment. Lost it. And is regathered inside. Now Shirk with a little dipsy-doo for 2. And that's going to be the second basket along with a couple of free throws. He now has 6 of the 8 points for Pacelli. And we're going to get a blocking foul that's going to be called on Braden Flaker. It'll be his first, team second.
Yeah, this game's getting physical, and that's, I mean, these two teams have played a lot of very meaningful basketball games the last 5 years that I can remember, and they've battled for the CWC South Conference title many times, so this is always going to be a good game.
Striegel takes it to the right wing. They'll reverse it around and out to Schumer. Has it poke-checked away, and then we're going to get a foul on Schumer.
.14:01 left, still just an 8-4 game, but there's been 6 fouls between the two teams, so I think we might be watching a few free throws tonight, Randy.
That's the first on Schumer, and the Pacelli inbound it in front of the Hawks bench. I'll rotate the perimeter. Badoon on 3 ball, straight away, no. Rebound, a long one, and they work it into Yidi, and he just has too big of an advantage inside, and he's had an opportunity to have about 10 points already. Missed a couple of point-blank shots, but he does have 4. And it's 10-4 now in favor of Pacelli with 13:30 on your radio dial and as well on your scoreboard. As the layup goes inside, put it up, put it down, and the Hawks cut it to 4. And Coach Beck wants a timeout. Tell you what, let's just take a 30, Michael. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
30-second timeout, Laura. Back with more right after this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
One. Kind of been an enjoyable start to the ball game. 10-6 right now in favor of the Cardinals of Pacelli. As they are here visiting Edwards tonight. And it'll be Cardinal basketball after that basket by Mr. Beck. He has all 6 points for Fort Edwards. Going to come out with a little 2-3 zone now on this defensive set will the Hawks. Probably trying to kick Mr. Yeti off the low block, I would imagine. Trying to turn the corner. Going to the basket hard and getting fouled is going to be Shirk, and he'll shoot a couple again.
See who that foul's coming up on. That could be one on Sam Martin. Nope, it is not. It's on Vinny Striegel, his first.
Team five now, just a couple away from bonus free throws early in the ball game here. Oh, nice look. Yeti kick it back out. Three ball on the way by number three, Max, who is Lucas Hammerly. It doesn't fall, but again, the long rebound. They give him another chance at it.
Boom.
This one goes. Lucas Hammerly's first points of the ball game are a three bomb. I think that's our first three ball of the night.
Yeah, both teams have taken a few. That's the first one to connect.
13-6, favor of the Cardinals. Blackhawks going away from us. They're going to try to hit their first
Boom.
Three of the ball game. Mr. Striegel does. So he answers the three ball, and it's down to four once again. 13-9. Here in the corner with the ball is Mr. Shirk in front of us. We'll go around to Flaker. Flaker bounces it once on top of the reel. Right side, three ball on the way. Hammerly with another three. It's Hammerly time.
Ooh, nicely done, Randy.
Thank you.
You've been
off I've been away
the
so
games.
Long.
You've been writing these down, haven't you?
I've been practicing.
I'm proud of you.
Three ball the other way for Striegel. That one rattles around. It doesn't go. And out on the fly. Nice outlet by Yeidi. Jam it down. Mr. Shirk with the ups and downs all in one time. My goodness.
Wow.
Got my attention. The 6'3 senior with the slam, the two-handed slam at that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Three bomb on the way by back.
Good. Things starting to heat up here. In the
yeah, right before it's going to feel like a freezer out there.
Well, another couple days of nice weather before. We should talk about that for next Tuesday, too, sometime we get a break.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We will do that.
Let the folks know. Ball reverses around. Another three ball on the way. This one's too long, and it goes off the hands of the Hawks. They could not quite corral it that time, so it'll be Pacelli basketball right down in front of us. Talking to some of the Pacelli kids before the ball game, and talking to Mr. Badoon, he says, yeah, he says, I think I'm going to start because I've been playing so well, and then he laughed. It was hilarious. His teammates just rolled their eyes.
Nearly steal.
Nice lob up to Yeidi. Couldn't convert. He will the second time, though. Got his own rebound, and he put it down. He's got six. 20-12 as we approach the 11-minute mark here of our first half of action. To the forecourt goes Beck. Goes to the left wing, then comes back out to the top, looking for a screen from Striegel. Doesn't take it instead. Goes all the way to the right. Now goes into the paint, put it up, and rolls off. Boy, nice move that time by Brendan. Just did like a 350 or so and came out. There's a three the other way. Long on the three ball that time was Flaker, and the rebound secured by Andreessen.
First miss of the night that was for Beck.
Now we're going to get a foul on the other end, and that's going to go against Mr. Badoon. It'll be his second. He's got two of the three fouls for the Cardinals, and he may be coming out as Jake Williams, a 6'2 sophomore, just might be taking his place, and he is. So the Blackhawks, down by eight, will take it inbounds between the scorer's table and the Pacelli bench. They do so into the hands of Josh Tranel. He'll put up the little fall away 14-footer and book it. First two points of the night for Josh.
They're going to need him to heat up a little bit if they want to keep up with the Cardinals here, with them being a little short-staffed, so to speak, with the illness with Michaels being out.
Here's another three-bomb on the way. That one goes all the way around the rim and comes out for Hammerly. And the Hawks now can cut into that six-point lead of the Cardinals. Tranel goes between the rings with the dribble, passes it to the side, almost goes out of bounds. Nice save over there by Beck. Brendan fakes the three ball, puts it on the floor instead, drives to the basket. They're going to get a hold on the floor. No shot, they'll say.
That'll be against, I believe, 23.
Or? I think you're right. That'll be the second on Flaker.
So when the Cardinals have a foul, with being, you know, a Catholic school, whatever, would you say the Cardinals sin?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I just want to run it past you to make sure it's okay.
So in to the ball game for the first time. Grant Hinker checks in, the 6'2 senior, and we get a traveling violation called on the Blackhawks. So we'll come this way once again, and ball in the possession of Pacelli.
That's two turnovers by my count for the Blackhawks. None for Pacelli, at least that I can recall.
That's kind of what I got too, so let's go with it.
All right.
Yeidy, kick it out. Three ball on the way for Hammerly. Doesn't go. And over the back, they're going to call Grant Hinker with his first personal. Fifth on the team. You know what we should do just for fun?
Now
that we're at the halfway point of the half.
What's that?
Let you call play-by-play for a while.
Oh, boy.
How's that sound?
Now my stats are going to really slide. All right.
Might as well have some fun here.
So right in front of us, inbounds. Brandon Beck up ahead to Josh Tranel. He's coming up the near side of the court as he heads away from us. Moves a little bit to his left. Crossover dribble. Moves left. There's a trap attempt coming up, but there it does not matter. There's an offensive foul called up against Port, as there's your third turnover of the half.
It's going to be on Mr. Andreessen, his second.
Yeah, he's getting you got two of them with two fouls. I believe that is Josh Tranel and then two with Eric Andreessen. Either way, inbounds to the Cardinals. Bringing it up now is Jake Williams. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Tries to get down low, and it's poked up away by the Blackhawks, and it's stolen right back by the Cardinals. In the corner goes Camden Shirk, three bomb on the way, rattles home, and it goes through. Big three there by Shirk, and it is 23-14 now. Pacelli over Port Edwards, 8:40 to go in the first half of action. Near side, Vinny Striegel moves to his left, pass over to Andreessen, back into the left wing, there's Tranel, pass over to Beck, he's just about the top of the wheel, goes to his left, cuts through the paint, stops, gets contact, there is a foul, as there's two coming on the way to Brandon Beck. That foul is, I believe, called up on, as we wait for the official number,
Mr. Hammerly.
Yeah, that'd be his first, as Beck goes the line for two. Bend of the knees, couple dribbles. First shot is up, and it's good. So it's now a 23-15 ball game here at beautiful Kastner Gymnasium. Always a fun place to come.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of familiar faces. Couple dribbles, bend of the knees, shot is up, and that one's good as well. So now we're up to a 23-16 ball game. We got a timeout for Port Edwards, and we'll take one too, as I believe he's calling for a full timeout. We'll do a 30 though, Laura, and we'll be back here in just a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Here at Port Edwards, where the scoreboard reads 23-16 in favor of the Cardinals of Pacelli. I want to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to come over here and bring you this broadcast here tonight. And with winter upon us, now would be a great time to head on out to Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club. Stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked meals while enjoying time with family and friends. Homestead located just 2.5 miles west of town on Highway 73. And by the way, make sure to say hi to Jamie and the entire staff from all of us at WIRI.
Well, back to the action here. 8:20 to go here in this first half. Inbounds by the Cardinals, come down to the near side of the court. Get a little screened out here by all the moving bodies, so just trying to get the numbers the best that we can. Near side, down low, on down to the paint. That's Camden Shirk, kicks it back out. Three bomb out of the way by Lucas Hammerly, and it is hammered down through the basket. And it is now a 26-16 Pacelli lead, 8 minutes to go. As Port back with the ball, working on the right side. That is Striegel. He stops, kicks back the ball to Beck. Beck works to his right, cuts through the lane, puts the ball up. That's partially blocked. Rebound coming down is Hammerly. As back down to the near side, pass back into the paint, up off the glass, count it. That is Shirk. He's got another basket. 28-16 to score. Pacelli up over the port. 7.5 to go. It was Beck back with the ball. He stops, going from his right. Spins, kick back out to, I believe that is Striegel. Striegel back across the way to Josh Tranel. Work around the baseline out to Andresen. He kicks ball back out, trying to get the defense to open up. His back to Striegel's dribble between the legs is Tranel. He goes to his right, steps around defender, puts the ball up. Up, barely touches the rim, and it's rebound. Pacelli back the other way, and another slam home is Shirk. And it's starting to be a pretty impressive dunk fest here. We've already had two, and it is 30 to 16.
Half of those points coming from Mr. Shirk, which is not surprising.
No, he's just a dominant force out there. 6:45 to go. Port trying to keep up with the speed that Pacelli wants to play at. As near side, that's back, dribbling up, trying to get down to the lane, kicks it back out to Tranel. Tranel, he thought about three in the corner, gets around a defender, works baseline, kicks it back out to Beck. Beck, three bomb straight away, and that's a little to the right. And it's a big rebound coming down. Jake Williams, pass up ahead, right side, down low, then back along the baseline. Reverse layup off the glass, Camden Shirk, count it. And we've got a 32-16 Pacelli lead, 6:10 to go, first half of action. Port back on the move, however, as Tranel fakes, moves back, kicks it back out to Andresen. Andresen fakes left, goes right, pass, Striegel fakes right, goes left, as Martinson passes it to the left side to Beck. Beck works back to his right, trying to open up that defense, steps back, three bomb on the way. That's a little to the right, and that will go out of bounds, and that will count as a team rebound to the Cardinals. Pacelli back with the ball, leading 32-16, 5:42 left to go in this first half of action. There's a couple substitutions come in.
Mr. Badoon back in for Pacelli, as well as Nathan Reimer, who's not been in the ballgame yet, but big body too, 6'4 senior, Michael.
Yeah, that's one thing, is that Pacelli's using their size to really kind of wear down Port as they get the ball near right in front of us. Pass back out, back around as there's a fadeaway jumper put up by the Cardinals. That was Williams, can't get there. Rebound picked up by, I believe that was Striegel, is Port back on the attack. Floater layup put up there by Tranel, and he gets it. That's his second basket of the game. 32-18 ball game. Pacelli leading as we have 5:10 to go, first half. Down lows, Pacelli working, passing the ball around quite a bit, really getting that defense to open up. Three bomb on the way. That's going to be short. That was a three bomb put up by Shirk. Rebound by Beck. So Port, they get another opportunity here. Score didn't grow any. As it's 32-18, 4:45 left to go. Beck dribbling the ball just inside the half-court stripe. Thanks again for joining us here on 105.5 WIRI. Randy Paul, myself, Mike Comer, Laura Berg at the studio. As there's a big collision as Beck goes up to the glass. There will be a blocking foul and two coming up to the Port Edwards senior. That foul is going to be up on Camden Shirk. That'll be his first. Real tough foul. As I said, Pacelli really playing a physical game. And that right there, thankfully nobody got hurt on either side. It's a couple dribbles. Ball's up, and it rims out. So that's a first miss free throw of the game for Beck. And first missed one for Port in the game. This is 2-for-3 at the moment. Couple dribbles. Bend to the knee. Shot is up. And that one falls through, nothing but nuts. So shooting 75% now with 4.5 to go. First half, 32-19. Pacelli lead with, like I said, 4.5 to go as Pacelli gets the ball back down into the front court. Pass back around. Three bomb on the way by Hammerly. Oh, that's an air ball picked up by Martinson. His first rebound of the game by my count. And, well, there you have it. Port's back on the go. It's back. Use some speed, getting into the lane. Pass back out, Martinson. Martinson looks to his right. Pass back to his left to Andresen. Andresen, he leaves it to Tranel on the left side. Pivot around, pass into the left wing there for Beck. Beck looking for somewhere to go with it as he says, I'm going to take it over to the right side. Stands about the top of the wheel there. Goes to his right, has it poked away, and a couple Blackhawks went for it. Stopped, now picked up by Andresen. That's going to be poked away. Fighting for it, big wrestle match down there, and that's a turnover. Another one for the Blackhawks is going up right away, and that stuff away is Shirk. And we've got a rebound coming up for Port. And no points change, but a couple turnovers there both ways. We play on, though. 3.5 to go, first half of action. Beck passes left side. Tranel, little jab step there, goes to his left. Stop, spin, into the paint. Little floater, up off the glass. Oh, that just falls off the edge of it. Rebound coming to Grant Hinker. As we move right on along, 3:10 left to go, first half, pass to the corner, that's over to Badoon. Badoon up top of the wheel, Hammerly back to Badoon, and then down to Shirk. Shirk moves to his right, ball was poked away a little bit, down low, touch shot put up there by Hinker, rebound by Pacelli, ball still loose, no real strong possession, as defensively Port's really holding strong. Now there's a rebound by Striegel as we move back to the offensive side for Port. Port led by Beck. He goes to the right side and kicks it back out. Left side with Andreessen. 2.5 to go. 32-19 ball game. Port Edwards trailing these Pacelli Cardinals. And we got a referee stoppage making sure that Tranel is okay as he exits the gym. Hopefully he's young man's all right. Probably just needs to catch a breath here. I don't know what it could be, as there is illness coming through the Port Edwards team.
He doubled over a little bit and then kind of just walked out on his own. And some folks had it going over there to check out on him.
Yeah, I think one is a family member. So either way, we've got a substitution. We have to have a substitution there. As in comes, trying to get the number over there. That's Aiden Domke as he comes in. 5'10 junior. So hopefully we'll see Tranel soon. And we can play on. 2:15 to go, first half. As we play on, Beck goes to his left. Gets double teamed down low. As kick it back out. Aiden Schumer. Pass over to Striegel. Back to Beck. Top of the wheel is. We are back here with Tranel as he comes back to the bench. He'll be ready to come in as there is nearly a turnover. And there. We're going to see what the call is, and there is no turnover. There's ball really being passed back around, tipped around between a couple Port players, Brandon Flaker, as back comes Tranel. Probably just got the wind knocked out of him. Hopefully that's all that it was. As Tranel comes in, Schumer goes out. 1:54 left to go. First half of action, 32-19. Port Edwards trailing, Pacelli. As inbounds, goes from Striegel to Tranel on the right side. Kick back out to Beck. He's about the right side elbow directing traffic. 1:45 to go, first half. Pass to the other side. That goes to Striegel. Little fake step, jab step. Goes to his right. Kicks back out to Beck on the right side. Cuts down. Baseline. Up off the glass and count it! And one coming to Beck as Port looks to make this just a 10-point deficit. Here at Kastner Gymnasium, trailing 32-21.
17 points for Mr. Shirk, and now 14 for Beck, looking for number 15.
Foul going to be against Jake Williams as we keep playing on. Bend of the knee, shot is up, rattles through, and we are at a 10-point game. 32-22, Pacelli leading. 1:30 to go as we're getting to the crunch time of the first half. Right in front of us here is the ball being passed around the key now. Far side is Shirk. Shirk, cross-court pass. That's the Flaker. Flaker, three-bomb on the way. Rattles through. It went around and up off the backboard and through. Boy, that was a great shot. Oh, wonderful. Too bad he didn't call it, though. But it still counts. Nonetheless, it's 35-22 with 1 minute remaining here in the first half of action. We are under 1 minute as Beck takes the ball, directing traffic right about the Port Edwards logo at midcourt. Got to Aiden Domke. Pass over to Tranel, who's a little bit on the far side of the court, working against Shirk. He's really getting harassed there, trying to get the ball around. He falls down, and there's a wrestle match for it, and there will be a timeout called, and that will be I believe that will be possession for the Cardinals. So we got to trying to see if that's a 30-second. We'll keep her here for the 30 seconds, however. 37 seconds left to go in the first half. Has that got to be almost looked like some NFL football, but there's some pretty good wrestling in there. There's a nice hip toss, and I think that was a three-point takedown.
Yeah, a little scrum going on out there, and they got it taken away, and while he's laying on the floor, he had the wherewithal to call the timeout. Can't save him anyway. Might as well use him up here in the first half, and
yeah.
That's exactly what he did. And some of the NFL coaches would have done that this year, they might have had some different outcomes as well.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not just talking Packers here.
No.
Randy and I are football junkies, and
that's right.
Boy, that there's how many times do you just? I mean, I got more hair than you do, but we're both pulling our hair out
going into halftime with three timeouts, yeah, and you're hurrying up, and you're not hurrying up, and it was just confusing.
Yeah, well,
a lot of pressure.
Either way, we both understand why that timeout was called, is to preserve a possession and not get a jump ball, which the possession arrow would have gone back to Port Edwards. So, good play there by the Pacelli Cardinals as they inbound with 34 seconds remaining. It's probably playing for one possession as Lucas Hammerly brings it up past the timeline, working the far side. That'll be the right side of the court. 25 seconds to go. And it's passed to the near side now. That's Flaker. Passing around the outside, not really doing much. 16 seconds to go. A little jab step. We'll get a little bit of movement here.
See if they get it to Yeti and then down to Shirk, who'll come crashing on the baseline.
I wonder if they're going to go high, low, high again. I don't know. Three bomb on the way, and that was a three bomb by Hammerly, and it counts as we got 1 second left to heave at half court by Beck, and that's off the top of the backboard, and no damage done there. And we played one half here at Kastner Gymnasium, and the score reads 38-22, Pacelli over the Port Edwards Blackhawks. So, got 10 minutes up on the clock. They're going to do their alumni introductions, and we're going to actually play some pretty good country music here as Laura will take control for a few minutes, and we'll be back here for the exciting conclusion of high school basketball here on 105.5 WIRI.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Tastes just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. And something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy mad. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips. The birds and the bees and loud headbirds.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. 3 miles of cars laying on. Like a big parade of late to work, road rage jerks shouting obscene words, flipping me the bird. Well, you may be on a state payroll, but that blacktop runs through my payload. Excuse me for trying to do my job, but this year ain't been no buffer. Back on the interstate, otherwise sit tight and be nice and quit your honking at me that away. 'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hate for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugging, lugging, lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Well, I know you got your own deadline. The cussing me won't save you no time, hoss. This big wheel wide load ain't gone. Tractor, 'cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I got 2 boys in the county 4-H. I'm a lifetime sponsor of the FFA. Hey, that's what I make. I make a lot of hay for a little pay. But I'm proud to say I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester. Working combine driver, hogging up the road on my flower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
About 2.5 minutes left in halftime here at Castor Gymnasium. Place of legends here. We saw a whole bunch of the alumni. Previous players from Blackhawks teams who were introduced at halftime, so it's always good to see a bunch of those familiar faces.
Did I hear correctly that the athletic director graduated in 2012?
Yes, Mr. Max Ayers.
He's
one of those
old,
legends there. Yeah. It's just like Shane Stelton Pole, and another legend that we're familiar with, Riley Thomas. He's PE teacher here.
Okay.
He was defensive coach on a couple Adams Friendship teams and Lincoln High School teams. He's a legend too. If you remember some of those teams he coached on, boy, were they good. So good old Riley Thomas, good to see him around here too. And he's also one of the softball coaches here that we'll see if he takes over or not. There might be some changes coming there, but we'll worry about that in the spring. We got actually a pretty good game coming up here as the Pacelli Cardinals holding a 38-22 advantage over the Blackhawks of Port Edwards. Kind of a early start for the Cardinals as they really took care of business from three early on, but a little bit of a lull as the Cardinals were able to, or the Blackhawks, excuse me, cut the lead to 10, but just unfortunately weren't able to keep that pressure up as Cardinals closed out the half strong. Cardinals by my count. They're led by Cabinet Shirk with 19, followed by Lucas Hammerly with 12. Then Zach Yeide with 4, and Braden Flacker with 3. The other side, Brandon Beck really making things go. 15 points for the Port Edwards senior. And then Josh Tranel with 4, and Vinny Striegel with 3. So got a pretty exciting second half coming our way. Neither team really turned over the ball much, as I, by my count, Port, 4 turnovers, Port, and then Pacelli. Andy, would you believe it if I told you they only had 1 turnover?
Trying to remember the last time I saw a game where the two teams combined at half had 5 turnovers and one of those squads with just 1. So they're taking care of the ball. They're getting off good shots. A lot of good looks by both teams, actually. Sometimes just not going from point blank. They're actually probably shooting a better percentage from the beyond the arc tonight.
Right. And you know, that's the big thing, the big advantage that Pacelli does have is just so much length. They got height and they got length. And that's a very tough battle to win in high school basketball, specifically when you're trailing by almost 20, down by 16 now with the half.
And then these kids got some hops, too, as Mr. Shirk goes up and jams it with 2 hands early in that latter part of half number 2.
Right. We are underway here, Randy Paul. As Port now coming towards us, and Pacelli heading away, as about top of the wheel, that is Josh Tranel. He goes left, back to his right, dribble between his legs, some fancy footwork going. He's trying to get some opening on that defense, a little fall away shot towards his right, and being able to be saved was Yeide on that shot that he was able to get the rebound on as well. He fell on all the bounds, he tipped it back inbounds, so good athleticism there by the young man. And Pacelli's back in business. Badoon passed down low to Yeide, and he gets whistled. I thought there was a foul on it, but it was actually a travel. So turnover for the Cardinals here. Just 17:20 left to go in the game. Plenty of time here for Port if they want to get a rally going. As Beck brings the ball up the court, directing traffic, goes to his left, being guarded against Yeide. And he goes back to his right, almost like he was chasing Yeide down to the paint. Striegel stops, spins, pivots, back to back as he's on the right elbow. He cuts to his left, stop, double team, spin, fadeaway jumper, off the front of the rim, rebound Badoon. And here's another opportunity for the Cardinals. Far side, Shirk, he goes down low, and there's a whistle, and that one's a foul, as there will be 2 shots coming to the Cardinals.
That's number 3 on Mr. Tranel.
I think you are right.
They do. Put it up on the board and agree with us.
Well, if at least someone does, Randy. As there will be 2 here for this opportunity here for Shirk. And that first one is nothing but net. Yeah, as I said, he had 19 in that first half of action. So he's leading all scorers, but right on his heels is Beck. Back one a little strong off the back iron. And there is a whistle down low, as we'll see what that call is against. I believe that might be Sam Martinson. And we will see what that call is. And it is Sam Martinson, his first junior. That'll be the second real quick one, just over a minute into the second half. Port Edwards, maybe not the best foul situation to be in, but of course it's just 2 fouls as we play on. Pass down low, and there's a third one coming, and that will be against Tranel, but I think that's his 4th.
It is.
He's going to be, in the words of some of the older players that are here, riding the pine for a little bit, because I don't think Port wants to lose him. As in comes Aiden Schumer, no relation to Amy or Chuck, that I know of, but he still comes into the game, and there's a nice little layup there, right on the inbounds by Yeide.
Little lob pass, and of course, with that height advantage, you just caught it and laid it off the glass.
As we are now a 41-22 Pacelli leading ball game, as we have Beck taking the ball, going to his right, stops, slams on the brakes, has passed back out to Striegel. Striegel working right, dribble between his legs, there's a turnover, nearly a carry, but that was a turnover into the other end. That is Shirk for 2, and it is now a 43-22 ball game. Pacelli comfortably ahead at this point, but still a lot of ball game to play. back quickly back on the other way. He misses the first one, and then rebound. Yaiti back the other way. Slam it home is Shirk. And we've got a timeout coming for Port Edwards. That's going to be a full. We'll take a full. We'll be back here in 1 minute here on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Paper City Savings' mission to develop relationships.
Noon on TO number 6 for the Hawks, and it's 47-22 as we getting closer to the 15-minute mark of our ball game here.
Like Steve Miller said, time keeps on ticking in the future.
Of course, we'll be ticking into Assumption tomorrow night. Another steal and put up for two by Braden Flaker. That's his first two-pointer of the ball game. Turnover number 7. Tomorrow night will be over at Assumption as the Newman Cardinals come a-calling. We'll have it for you about, maybe about 7:05 or so.
And there's a foul called. I didn't see what it was, but.
And off ball, it's going to go against Brendan Beck. That's going to be his first personal. And it's going to be the fourth team foul on the Hawks. Checking into the ball game. And
turnover.
Aiden Domke, 5'10 junior. So the Cardinals going away from us. Hammerly with the basketball. One time I was going to say during that first half when he knocked down the three ball, he had three threes and his number was 3.
Oh, boy. Triples wild.
Yep. Then he knocked that one down at the end and hasn't had one since. Here's the baseline. Lands a Shirk. Kick it around. Badoon. Get it down low to the big guy. He got shoved from behind. Kept his balance. Oof. Reversed. Used the rim for protection. And put it down, Mr. Yaiti. He now has 4 points in the second half, 10 on the ball game.
Man, he's playing well.
And that's the big disadvantage here. The Port just can't match up height-wise with this squad. As a drive to the lane, there's going to be a whistle and a foul, and it'll send Mr. Beck to the free throw line where he is 4 for 5. You shot all the free throws for Port Edwards tonight. He'll shoot 2 more. As that foul goes against Camden Shirk, the 6'3 senior, his second personal. And that's the first on the Cardinals here in half number 2 as the first free throw goes down. He's got 16 points now, does Mr. Beck. And Mr. Shirk will take a seat, and he will be replaced by Nathan Reimer, the 6'4 senior. Second free throw on the way. That one does a little rattle and comes out. The idea with those long arms and gets the rebound, throws it up ahead.
Wow,
kind of a little feed down there to Mr. Hammerly. That's his first 2 points of the ball game. All the rest were from beyond the arc. He now has 14. Nice push ahead up by Beck. Doesn't get it to fall. Hammerly with the rebound. He's out on the fly. Takes it to the left side. Tries to feed it underneath. And got a little bit too far ahead that time. And it goes off the hands of the intended receiver, Braden Flaker. And it'll be third turnover unofficially on the Cardinals.
Yeah, that off the hands of the receiver. Heard that a lot this fall.
especially from a team that wears green and gold.
Yeah. I'm still bitter. Oh.
A lot of injuries that last game. Yikes.
Huh? At least they have a few months to reload.
And the good news, it sounds like they're going to be doing a little recruiting between Jacobs and Xavier McKinney. They're going to try to get some ball players in here. They finally see what they do.
Oh!
Blocked by Yidi as Beck went to the basket. And here comes Hammerly the other way, and he gets shoved from behind. And
Martinson, I believe.
Or it could be Aiden Domke. Let's wait and see.
No, Martinson.
You got it. Why did I doubt? What's wrong?
You'd be like everybody else. Don't worry. I'm not offended.
just falling in line.
Just fall in line, Randy. Just follow the masses.
53-23, 13-23. Still go here in half number two.
They're going to fire us for having too much fun at work.
Can't be doing this. Yidi gets pushed, keeps his balance. They didn't call foul. They didn't call travel. They just said play on. Nope. Here's a jumper from the left-hand side for three. Doesn't go for Badoon. And the
Trannell back with the board.
Secured by Mr. Trannell.
He's back in. He's got to be careful. He's got four fouls here, 13 minutes to go.
Back with a free throw line jumper. You can book it. Brendan now with 18 of the 25 points for the Hawks. And it's 53-25 in favor of the Guards. Try to bounce it inside of Yidi. Poke checked away and picked up by the Hawks. That's unofficially turnover number four now on Pacelli.
Quick hands on the Port defense. It's something that Coach Riley Thomas preaches in his football days, and they must be listening to him in gym class. Oof.
As going for that exact same jump shot that he just hit moments ago, Mr. Beck, it's knocked to the floor by Hammerly, and it's going to be his second personal. And a couple coming up for Brendan, who has 18 points. Looking for 19 and 20 at the bottom of the hoop. There's the first one.
That works.
A couple more substitutes coming in. Three of them for Pacelli. Grant Hinker, the 6'2 senior. Jake Williams, the 6'2 sophomore. And Cam Shirk back in, the 6'3 senior coach's son. Also for Port Edwards, first time tonight we see Colby Grundon, a 5'10 senior.
Good bench player there.
As Beck buries the second free throw. And the Cardinals now, Shirk, just muscles his way inside, has a partially blocked ball.
Heads up
to him, 14-footer doesn't fall, he gets the rebound, puts it up off the glass, no. That rebound, volleyballed one more time, good. As Grant Hinker gets his first two, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
That was starting to turn into an Oprah show. Everybody gets a shot. Everybody gets a rebound.
Sam Martinson gets a foul. That's his third. 55-27. As they're going to give the free throw now to Grant Hinkert. Couple of bounces. Big knee bend. Shots up a little bit long, and the rebound is secured by Vinny Striegel for Port Edwards. Quick pass up ahead. Trannell, three ball on the way.
Boom!
Josh Trannell, his first three bomb. He now has 7 points. As the three bomb goes with a couple of two-point baskets. And the lead is 55-30 now. Dribble penetration, kicked out to Hammerly. Let a three ball fly. Does Jake Williams, and he gets his name in the scoring column. And the Port student body next to us celebrates that three bomb.
Yes, he should. That was a good shot.
Got it. Nice reverse layup. Left-hand spin up.
That could have fell.
That was sweet. Trannell almost got it to go with the left-hand reverse layup. And we'll go with three ball by Mr. Hammerly the other way. That was halfway down. Rebound is secured by Beck. He's out on the fly up the near side. Goes to the top of the wheel. Stops and pops and buries.
Boom.
Three ball for Mr. Beck. He now has 23 of the 33 points for Port Edwards. And we are down to the 11-minute mark here of half number two. Ball's loose on the floor, just simply ripped away by Striegel. Turnover number five, and then they'll turn it right back over, and Hammerly will put it down on the Port turnover.
I was going to say that was quick hands yet again, the Riley Thomas special, but nope. Port Edwards or Port Stelly said, no, we can do this again, and they just do.
Trannell has his pocket picked, going for a little finger roll for two is Shirk. And the score now goes up to 62-33. 10.5 minutes still remaining here from Port Edwards. As Beck feigns the three ball just left of the wing beyond the arc. Dribbles it to the other side, about the exact same spot. Cross-court bounce pass, tough one to Trammell, who curls it with one hand. Spin move down the paint. Little runner off the rim, no. And a rebound secured by Grant Hinker.
I think we're going to start seeing mass entrance into the game here by the Pacelli bench. That's one thing Shirk doesn't do is really run it up. And, I mean, it's starting to get well in hand. So.
And at this point, when you're up by almost 30 points, you don't want to see somebody get hurt.
Right, and that's the other thing. You got a lot of season left ahead of you. As Port's starting to do the same thing.
Nice look inside. And a foul going to be whistled against Jake Williams. It'll be his second personal. And it'll be the team's third.
Man, that's Sam Martins going to the line. All right. So Sam Martins, and he's going to the line.